Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm Sister Poochie, Chicago-based poet, Angela McCarty, presiding pastor for the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. I'm glad to have you here today. I just want to go over a couple of things that's our show schedule so you know what we are going to be doing for this month. So on the 9th of June, there will be Minister Kimberly Horvath, associate pastor of the ministry. Will we bring her Ignite Your Spirit, Clarify Your Life series. Also, on the 16th of June, we're going to have Frankie Vise, House of Inspiration, and he's going to be doing something new. He's going to be bringing a little bit of the word before the mix, so I'm excited about that. And then the 30th of June is the Y4C Youth for Christ show, and where the youth are going to take over the studio and completely start praising and worshiping God in the way their hearts tell them to. Okay, so that's that. Everybody. Today's episode is called Praise the Most High with Song and Dance. And it's so important that we don't get so rigid and stiff with our worship that we're not dancing and rejoicing and singing. The whole book of Psalms, like I said, was earlier in one of my shows. It's a book of poetry and songs that were sung up to the Lord. Now, today we're going to come from the 92nd Psalm, 1st through the 5th verse. And it goes, "It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. To the music of the 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord. How profound your thoughts." And this is what God wants us to do. Praise him in that magnitude, you know, where you are just absolutely excited and elated to be in his presence, that you're glad that he's your heavenly Father, that you're glad that Jesus is your Savior, and you get excited about it, and it makes you want to dance, and it makes you want to sing, and it makes you want to open your spirit up more in order to connect with the Trinity. And that's, you know, a very powerful verse that I want everyone to meditate on and pray about. And when you pray, pray for wisdom and pray for understanding, that the Holy Spirit will unlock those things that are a mystery to you in the Bible. Always read it for yourself and meditate on it. It's a wonderful verse when you just want to let go and let God and just praise him to the highest mountain and in the lowest valley. You just want to praise his name because he's been that good to you. That's the kind of praise that God is looking for. Okay, first up on the mic is, we got a fully packed show. So first up on the mic is Zion by Cooley E, also known as Mugen Mentality. And here we go.
Remove them from my sight. I'm going blind. My path is turning black as night. but I'll be fine with dying on my mind. The Lord will bring me to his light. So until I take flight, I take my pen and write about his might for the light.
You sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but lie within my arms, one I rely on, one I can cry on. In the midst of my storm, this hell and high water raging on, Jesus, take them, batten on. I'm sick of sin in every form, no longer will I conform to the world. I transform, transform my mindset, shape, and form. It's the least I can do for you, my rock, my life, my truth, my way to the narrow corridor that leads to the kingdom I'm striving for. That straight path, the low door. So I humble myself, crawl on the floor till I'm honored before the Lord. It's my reward, I reach for it till I take it. I'm beaten, torn, and naked, mutilated. Sometimes I think I can't make it, but I took the good news and laced it. To my feet, now I'm racing with my righteous breastplate in. Truth at my waist and my shield of faith to block the blows of Satan. My sword, God's word, got him shaking, and my helmet of salvation. Put him in his proper place, and
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
All right, that was Cooley E, Moving Mentality with Zion. I hope you enjoyed it. I was just thinking there is definitely another psalm that's in the Bible that goes along with the show, with praising the Most High with song and dance, and that's Psalms 150, chapter 1 to 6 verse. And it goes, praise God in the sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his acts of power, praise him for his surpassing greatness, praise him for surrounding of the trumpet, praise him with the harp and the lyre, praise him with the tremble and the dancing, praise him with the strings and pipes, praise him with the clash of the cymbals, praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. That is Psalm 150, chapter, the 1st through the 6th verse. And we say amen to that. All right, next up on the mic is All Work and No Play by 700. And here we go.
Hey, 700, Jesus King, Stunner. What up, DJ Shiny? Let's get it, bro. Work. Let's go, man.
Back at it, this guy's on different. Where about what I'm on? I'm all about that G's crash. My hindsight be right on. We on different time zones. I told y'all we love God. We always gonna be out. I'm like Biggie and Tupac. You stay strapped with two Glocks with shell shots in the cell block. As God take me away, see better days can't stray away. I found God and I made him important. I did more spins than a wheel of fortune. Trying to read my Bible till it get imported. Been in so much beef, could have got extorted. God died for my sins and I couldn't afford it. I'm a living testimony and I couldn't rewrote it. All I know, I gotta stay focused. Bible on me now and I keep reloading. On this earth, sin keeps exploding. I'm just chasing for this kingdom and I had to show it.
All work, no play. Jesus Christ all day. We ain't never lazy. Cause you already know we gon' work. Cause it's all about him. It ain't all about them. I'm tryna get like him. I'ma work. Cause it's all about him. It ain't all about them. I'm tryna get like him.
We gon' work. Forgive me why I grind like this. If they put on top of you, they can shine like this. God, please forgive me why I grind like this. If they put on top of you, they can shine like this. Never mind, I ain't it.
it. Nah.
I told them that it's you. I ain't gotta do music, but I owe it to you.
Yeah.
I owe it to the youth that need Jesus, that's the truth.
Real.
Salute to all the people that be riding with us too. Everybody needs guidance. Y'all lacking, we grinding. We loud, boy, you silence. I was in these streets, but now I'm surviving.
Yeah.
Talking about you don't want God till you perfect.
Well, tell me who's perfect.
Why should I slack in his work?
Yeah.
It ain't all about money. Gotta count these blessings.
Can't act dumb, funny. What?
Gotta count these blessings. Can't act dumb, funny. It ain't all about their money, huh?
Hey,
all work, no play.
Play. Hey,
Jesus Christ all day.
All day.
Hey, we ain't never lazy.
Nah.
Cause you already know we
gon' work.
Cause it's all about him. It ain't all about them. I'm tryna get like him.
I'ma work.
Cause it's all about him. It ain't all about them. I'm tryna get like him.
We gon' work.
Give me why I grind like this. If they put in top for you, they can shine like this. God bless you. Give me why I grind like this. If they put in top for you, they can shine like this. What? God bless you, give me why I grind like this. God bless you, give me why I grind like this. If they put in top of you, they can shine like this. 700. Squad, 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 squad.
All right, that was All Work, No Play by 700. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I am Sister Pucci, your hostess for the day, for the evening, and we are celebrating Praising the Most High with song and dance on this episode. I told you that we have two verses for the evening. One comes from Psalms 92, 1 through 5. That reads, "It's good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. To the music of the ten-string lyre and the melody of the harp, for you make me glad to be your glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord." Man, all right. Well, next up on the mic is Vancel Belcher with All Right. And she has an album that's coming out June the 20th of this year. And hopefully look for it on your social medias. And if you like this, definitely look for Lady Vancel Belcher. And here we go with All Right.
All right.
Right, that was All Right by Lady Vonsail Belcher. Like I said, she has a new album coming out. Watch out for your social medias. Watch out for me announcing it on the show when it gets closer to that. But that song, All Right, and she has a couple of other songs that are out there ready for download on Amazon, iTunes, all the music medias. So all you have to do is Google Lady Vonsail Belcher, and you will be able to find and connect with her on Facebook, Twitter, and also get a chance to download some of her music. And I hope you do support the artists that are on this show. They're a blessing. This show is to highlight the greatness and the God-given talents that was given to them. So that was the theory behind creating these shows and having these artists with their original music come on and share their talents with you as we praise the Most High with song and dance today. All right, everybody, it's time for the dance break. Now, you all know about the dance break. First, it is for you to concentrate on praising the Lord in song and dance for 15 minutes as the DJ mixes his favorite songs together. And the second part of it is you're trying to figure out what the DJ is trying to minister to you, because this in itself is his ministry. So everybody, without further ado, we're going to flashback all the way to March of 2011 for our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibes dance break for the week. And here we go. Everybody get up off your feet and really, really, really praise the Lord. Show him how much you love him. Here we go, everyone.
And it became a little thirsty. For water.
Yeah.
God had already instructed you.
Yeah.
To speak to the rock.
Yeah.
Instead of you speaking, you smote the rock.
Yeah.
And called God's people out of that name.
Yeah.
And for that reason, we can't use it for come on down.
Yeah.
I can see now.
Yeah.
Time running out.
Yeah.
I can see. Time closing.
Yeah.
I can see that God couldn't find nobody.
Yeah.
That was worthy to go home and go.
Yeah.
And he closed up.
Yeah.
Heaven for 430 years.
Yeah.
430 years.
Yeah.
No news. Oh, my Lord. Don't you worry, your wife.
Yeah.
Walking along with your wife, Sarah, you told the captain that Sarah was your sister. Don't you worry, your wife.
Yeah.
You told the captain that Sarah was your sister. Don't you worry, your wife.
Yeah.
You robbed your brother.
Yeah.
Oh,
Come and get your praise on with Sister Poochie.
Oh,
right, that was DJ Frankie's Vibe with the dance break for the week. I hope that got your heart a pumping, it got your praise a going, and that you gave the Lord some good, good, solid praise after that mix. Now, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This edition is called Praise the Most High with Song and Dance. We're coming from two chapters in Psalm. Chapter 150, verse 1 through 6 says, praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty heavens. Praise him in the acts of power. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with the trumpet and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipes. Praise him with the clash of the cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everybody, if that, get that down in your spirit, and that will help you go through any bad time that you face. The more you face trouble, the more you should be praising the Lord. It will bring you out of it. He is with you, just waiting for you to let him know that he's in control. He's running your life, and he knows what's best. Now, the other verse comes from Psalm 92, first chapter through the fifth verse, and it says, it is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the ten-string lyre, to the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy of what your hands have done. How great are the works, Lord. I love it. How great is his works. We serve an awesome, awesome God that has unlimited resources and can do anything that you need him to do to help you abundant life, because that's the type of life he wants us to live, an abundant life. All you have to do, if you haven't, is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, confess your sins, ask for forgiveness, and you will be entered into the kingdom. And believe and trust God and know that he is the only way. Jesus and our Father. The truth, the way, the life is what Jesus says he is. Everybody live. All right, next up on the mic is I Shall Not Be Moved by Supreme High Energy, and here we go.
I'm not God is calling. I'll be the first to kneel by His side.
I Shall Not Be Moved by Supreme High Energy. And next up on the mic is Coco Street with Let God Arise. And here we go.
The weather. God, mighty through God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
That was Let God Arise by Coco Street. And yes, our praise is a weapon. It's the most effective weapon that we have. It's when trouble comes, start praising the Lord now and start praising him because you know that he doesn't fail and he's going to bring you through everything that you go through. All you have to do is not react fleshy. Don't give Satan the satisfaction of a reaction. Praise your way through every situation. This is what God wants us to do. He doesn't want us to spend our time on the devil. He wants us to spend our time with our mind steadfast on him. All right, everybody. Next up on the mic is You Rose by The Anointed Poet. And this is one of my favorite pieces because he rose and he did it just for us. Everybody, the Anointed Poet, You Rose.
This world was lost, full of people on the way to an eternity in hell, separated from you forever, doomed to live a life of torture, to tell. Knowing the path of destruction we were on, you sent your son from your holiest place. He came down from glory, was placed by your side to live among us for 30 years before he even began his ministry. And at the right time, rose and began to do miracles. You healed the sick, cast out demons, and brought the dead to life. People came from everywhere around to hear your message of hope. Crowds often too big to count filled homes and streets, buildings and beaches to hear you teach. You rose against the Pharisees and teachers of the law. You rose against the practices of religion, and everyone then saw. Then after everything you did, you were betrayed by the one closest to you.
After everything you did, one of your own.
When the soldiers came to take you away, you rose. In faith, knowing the time was here to redeem all mankind, you rose. Time and again, after being struck and knocked to the ground, you were unfairly tried, and the very people you loved turned you over to be flogged while they let a criminal go who should have died. And approached the place where you knew you would suffer pain. Then after being beaten nearly to death, having been taken to the edge of sanity, your tears flowed like rain. Still, you rose and made the long walk, carrying the cross to your body's final resting place. You yelled in pain as they nailed your hands and feet to the cross.
They stood you up and pierced your side, dislocated your shoulder, so you couldn't even lift yourself to catch a breath. Still, you rose and said a prayer. You asked for forgiveness for those who tortured you. And as you breathed your last, you said, "It is done." And committed your spirit to God and your body to the grave. Still, you rose. And for 3 days, you went down to hell and battled the devil and his demons. With all authority in heaven, you weren't afraid. Buried them so deep, served them up on a plate like a waiter. You chained them down and they couldn't move. And all they could do is weep. You rose. And because you rose, we win. You defeated death and shut down hell for all who believe in you. And we as believers will go out and tell so others will have the chance to receive you. Because you rose. You are the God who now lives, and with you we have the ultimate victory. Because you rose, you are the God who gives eternal life to all who want it. Paradise forever, walking on streets of gold, living with you and praising you eternally. Jesus, I am so grateful you rose. You are the God of life, and because you suffered and died, we have the chance to have everlasting life. Because you suffered and sacrificed, we will live with you forever as your spiritual wife. When you died, you defeated death forever. You rescued all human beings. All we have to do is choose to welcome you into our life. Eternal happiness is possible for all who accept you. And for those who choose to die without knowing you, death and eternal destruction awaits them for sure. All of this easily avoid. We just believe and have faith in our one true Savior, Jesus. Salvation is free. The price was already paid. This is why Jesus, you rose.
All right, that was You Rose by the Anointed Poet. And I have to piggyback on what he was saying there. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite for you to do it right now. Don't wait, no matter if you're listening live or no matter if you're listening later. All you have to do is say, "Yes, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Cleanse me. Make me clean. Forgive me of all my sins." And it is done after you do that. And then you will have eternal life by believing and trusting in our Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, now, go back to the readings for the week. Don't forget Psalm 92 chapter, 1st to the 5th verse, saying, "It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad to be glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord, how profound your thoughts." And we also came from Psalms 150, 1-6, saying, "Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty heavens. Praise him him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him for the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the tremble and the dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipes. Praise him with the clashing of the cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." And everyone, I'm going to leave you on that. Meditate on it. Pray about it. Let it get into your spirit. And most of all, no matter what you're going through, have praise for our Lord. All right, everybody. We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. But How That Art by Society Hill Music. And everyone, you have a blessed week. And I'll see you next Friday for another Flashback Friday with Sister Poochie. All right, here we go. How Great's Our Art by Society Hill Music. Everyone, see you next week. We're out.